The Development of the Faculties, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Kajangala in a bamboo grove. Then the Brahmin student Uttara, a pupil of the Brahmin Parasariya, approached the Buddha and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, he sat down to one side. The Buddha said to him, Uttara, does Parasariya teach his disciples the development of the faculties?
He does, Master Gotama.
But how does he teach it?
Master Gotama, it's when the eye sees no sight and the ear hears no sound. That's how Parasariya teaches his disciples the development of the faculties.
In that case, Uttara, a blind person and a deaf person will have developed faculties, according to what Parasariya says. For a blind person sees no sight with the eye, and a deaf person hears no sound with the ear.
When he said this, Uttara sat silent, embarrassed, shoulders drooping, downcast, depressed, with nothing to say.
Knowing this, the Buddha addressed Venerable Ananda.
Ananda, the development of the faculties taught by Parasariya is quite different from the supreme development of the faculties in the training of the Noble One.
Now is the time, Blessed One. Now is the time, Holy One. Let the Buddha teach the supreme development of the faculties in the training of the Noble One. The mendicants will listen and remember it.
Well then, Ananda, listen and pay close attention. I will speak.
Yes, sir, Ananda replied.
The Buddha said this.
And how, Ananda, is there the supreme development of the faculties in the training of the Noble One?
When a mendicant sees a sight with their eyes, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them.
They understand. Liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me.
That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated.
But this is peaceful and sublime, namely equanimity.
Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease.
And equanimity becomes stabilized.
It's like how a person with good sight might open their eyes, then shut them, or might shut their eyes, then open them.
Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease.
And equanimity becomes stabilized.
In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding sights known by the eye.
Furthermore, when a mendicant hears a sound with their ears, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them.
They understand liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me.
That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated.
But this is peaceful and sublime, namely equanimity.
Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized.
It's like how a strong person can effortlessly snap their fingers.
Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease,
and equanimity becomes stabilized.
In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding sounds known by the ear.
Furthermore, when a mendicant smells an odour with their nose, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them.
They understand liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me. That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated. But this is peaceful and sublime, namely equanimity. Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. It's like how a drop of water would roll off a gently sloping lotus leaf and would not stay there. Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding smells known by the nose. Furthermore, when a mendicant tastes a flavour with their tongue, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They understand. Liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me. That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated. But this is peaceful and sublime, namely, equanimity. Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. It's like how a strong person who's formed a glob of spit on the tip of their tongue could easily spit it out. Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding tastes known by the tongue. Furthermore, when a mendicant feels a touch with their body, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They understand, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me. That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated. But this is peaceful and sublime, namely, equanimity. Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. It's like how a strong person can extend or contract their arm. Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding touches known by the body. Furthermore, when a mendicant knows a thought with their mind, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They understand. Liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking have come up in me. That's conditioned, coarse, and dependently originated. But this is peaceful and sublime, namely, equanimity. Then the liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. It's like how a strong person could let two or three drops of water fall onto an iron cauldron that had been heated all day. The drops would be slow to fall, but they'd quickly dry up and evaporate. Such is the speed, the swiftness, the ease with which any liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking at all that came up in them cease, and equanimity becomes stabilized. In the training of the Noble One, this is called the supreme development of the faculties regarding thoughts known by the mind. That's how there is the supreme development of the faculties in the training of the Noble One. And how are they a practicing trainee? When a mendicant sees a sight with their eyes, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them, they are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. When they hear a sound with their ears, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them, They are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. When they smell an odour with their nose, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. When they taste a flavour with their tongue, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. When they feel a touch with their body, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. When they know a thought with their mind, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. They are horrified, repelled, and disgusted by that. That's how they are a practicing trainee. And how are they a noble one with developed faculties? When a mendicant sees a sight with their eyes, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, staying equanimous, mindful, and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. When they hear a sound with their ear, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate staying equanimous, mindful and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. When they smell an odour with their nose, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, staying equanimous, mindful, and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. When they taste a flavour with their tongue, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate, perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate staying equanimous, mindful and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. When they feel a touch with their body, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. if they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, staying equanimous, mindful and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. When they know a thought with their mind, liking, disliking, and both liking and disliking come up in them. If they wish, may I meditate, perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, perceiving the unrepulsive in the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, perceiving the repulsive in the unrepulsive and the repulsive, that's what they do. If they wish, may I meditate, staying equanimous, mindful and aware, rejecting both the repulsive and the unrepulsive, that's what they do. That's how they are a noble one with developed faculties. So, Ananda, I have taught the supreme development of the faculties in the training of the noble one. I have taught the practicing trainee, and I have taught the noble one of developed faculties. Out of compassion, I've done what a teacher should do for the benefit of their disciples. Here are these roots of trees, and here are these empty huts. Practice absorption, Ananda. Don't be negligent. Don't regret it later. This is my instruction to you. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Venerable Ananda was happy with what the Buddha said.